Welcome to the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Monday morning, September 22nd, 2025, and we have a lineup of finance headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline. Gold loses steam after Fed uncertainty on rate cut trajectory breeds caution. Gold remained in losing territory as investors remained concerned about the future trajectory of Fed rate cuts. The precious metal was also dampened by the current gains in the value of the USD because a strong dollar makes it more costly for buyers holding other currencies to purchase gold. Other precious metals like palladium, silver, and platinum have also made significant gains in the wake of the Fed rate reduction. Companies like Platinum Group Metals Ltd. can count on these tailwinds to support their operations and efforts to attract investors. Rocks and Stocks is a specialized communications platform delivering deep insights into the mining industry, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions for companies looking to reach a wide audience of investors, influencers, consumers, journalists, and the general public. FTI Consulting posts mixed results, keeps buybacks rolling. FTI Consulting reported steady second-quarter results, with record performances in restructuring and communications offsetting weaker showings in technology and economic consulting. The firm's revenue reached $944 million, meeting Wall Street estimates, while earnings per share decreased to 2.13. Corporate finance and restructuring led the quarter with a 9% revenue increase to $379 million. Strategic Communications saw a 21% jump to $103 million. FTI repurchased $355 million of stock in the second quarter and $540 million year-to-date, financing the program with debt. CFO Ajay Sabharwal is set to depart in September, with Paul Linton serving as interim CFO. Analysts note the company's stability and cash generation, but its weaker segments are not yet factored into the stock price. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.